Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, I believe it's been a busy day in various locations around the country.
It has indeed, and abroad as well indeed, and more action to come later tonight in Madrid, but I'll start with the rolling stories at the moment. The new Donegal hammer record in Aberdeen, up north in Scotland, Aberdeen, in the Super Teams competition. Dempsey McGuigan through 72-32. The Finn Valley athlete's previous best was 70-55. So a really, really strong series. All of his throws over 70 metres, bar 1-69. And in the fifth round, he got that big one, 72-32. Very encouraged by that. So well done to him. Unfortunately, will not travel for the National Championships next weekend because just the quarantine situation at the moment coming out of England into Dublin is just too tedious. You would have to be hanging about for about a week, so it's just not going to work. And I told him to stay where he is. So new Donegal record, 72-32 for the Finn Valley athlete there, Dempsey McGuigan. Also in England, in Bedford, Summer Leckie was in the English Championships today, competing in the high jump under 23. She won that at 173, so that was a very good decision by her and her coach to go off to England, because the standard in the Irish Championships, which I'm going to come to at the moment, in the high jump women's under 23 was very poor. So at least she got a bit of a competition going for her there, and she won the English Championship at 173 in Bedford today. So that sets her up hopefully for the National Senior Championships next weekend in Santry in Dublin. So those are the two ones at in England and in Scotland. And then we were in Dublin today, two gold medal performances there for Brendan O'Donnell, of course, at 61-32 in the hammer. He won the under 23 national title, as was expected, to be honest, 61-32. That's in and around what he's been throwing consistently this year in the limited competitions that he's had, but he needs 66 to make the standard for the European Championships under 23 in Estonia. So he's a wee bit off that, but then another opportunity for him next weekend. Gold medal performance and a championship best performance for James Kelly of Finn Valley as well. 1690 he threw there, and that's he's coming up. That's probably a season's best for him. He needs to get to 1760 to make that Estonian team, and he's just a wee bit off that yet, about a half a metre off that. So he just needs to hit it again next week. And himself and Gavin McLaughlin will go as a twosome to really go all out for a 1-2 in the National Senior Championships next weekend in Santry as well. Also from Finn Valley at the weekend, London 23 Championships, Karen Gallagher got second to the Fannett girl. She comes from Fannett. She travels from Fannett. It's a long, long haul, but she has been doing it for years. And she got a good justified reward today with a silver medal in the 5,000 metres. So well done to her for all the endeavour that she's put on over the years, a silver medal there. And the junior championships, well, very early on in the day, Ryan Canning from the Letterkenny Club, 400 metre hurdles, silver medal for him. He impressed last year, of course, and he's really impressing again this year. Coached by Catherine McDevitt, she'll be over the moon about that. It's the first athlete that she was texting me and messaging me to tell me, the first athlete that she's really coached and got involved with that has really won a national championship medal. So that's always a big deal. So well done, coach and athlete there. Second for Ryan Canning, and third for Owen Sharkey of Tyrconnell in the same event over 400 metres. Joseph Gillespie of Finn Valley with a personal best in the triple jump of 13.45, and the winner of 13.56, so he wasn't very far off, and he's still got 2 years left in that age group, so he'll be happy as he makes the journey back home tonight. His mother brought him up there today. And also another hammer medal there for Lifford Strabane Athletic Club, in addition to Brendan's hammer medal. Cormac O'Donnell, his cousin, 52 metres in the junior hammer, for third for him. Adrian Gallen got a silver medal at 49.15 in the junior hammer for her, won by Tootle of Bandon at 59+, 49.15 for Adrian. So a good strong medal performance for her. I'm sure she'd be happier to get over 50, but she's in and around there all the time, 49.50. So she's consistent, absolutely consistent continually. So to sum it all up, a new Donegal record for Dempsey McGuigan in Aberdeen, 72-32. Those two gold medal performances from Brendan O'Donnell from Lifford Strabane and James Kelly, they were the standout performances. And the English champion on the 23 from Castle Derrick, from the Finn Valley Club, is Summer Leckie in the high jump.
Brilliant performances from multiple Donegal athletes today, Patsy.
Yes, and tonight we're looking forward now to late tonight at about 10 to 9 Irish time. Ailish Flanagan goes in the steeplechase, and she's so close. She's from Garchin up the road there above Strabane. She's from Garchin. She's a student at Adams State, as is her sister Rashin. She's in Madrid tonight and competing in the steeplechase, and she's just one or two spots off Olympic qualification. And I'll be watching that very closely tonight in Madrid. It's a big meet, and it's a possible Olympic qualification opportunity for her. And Mark English, of course, is also, I was talking to him earlier this morning, Mark is also in Madrid, and he goes over 800 meters, so another big opportunity for him. He is in an Olympic qualifying position at the minute, but he's just got to nail it. He's just got to nail the position and hold his position, and he's got two opportunities. One is tonight in Madrid, and the next National Senior Championships next weekend, which would be very, very important in the point of ranking points. So it's all go. And his race, by the way, Mark's race tonight is at 9:20. It's been streamed from the meet in Madrid. So anybody wants to key into that, the details are on the Finn Valley website there, to key in on the streaming. If anybody wants to stream and watch Ailish Flanagan at 9:10, and Mark English, he's on at 9:20. So that's about it.
Yeah, so hopefully another positive outcome for Mark English and Ailish this evening.
Absolutely, very exciting. Very exciting, getting down to the nitty-gritty now, you know. Only a week or so left until the qualification for the Olympics at cut-off point. So last opportunities, it always comes down to the wire, and both Ailish and Mark are in that position.
Yeah, hopefully it's a positive outcome for them both. Thanks, Patsy, for joining us again today on Saturday Sport.